Okay, so we continue learning various morals in Parshas Bereishis. So there are many, many fundamental ideas that, obviously, in the beginning of Chumash, the Torah describes. One of them is not just the creation of man, which we've discussed a little bit, and being placed in Gan Eden, which we've discussed a little bit, but the creation of Chava, of woman as well. And this has a couple of unique aspects in the creation of Adam and Chava. Number one, the one thing that let's learn together tonight, the morale has many comments on it, as does Rashi, but there's an introductory statement that Hashem makes before creating Chava, which is a unique concept, that before the creation of Chava, Hashem introduces this. And he says, "Hayomer Hashem Elokim, lo tov heyos ha'adam levado." It is not good that man should be by himself. E'eselo ezer kenegdo. Therefore, I need to make him an ezer kenegdo. Let's translate that as a corresponding helpmate for now. So two questions are begged from the way the Chumash describes that. Number one, what exactly is lo tov? Which aspect is no good? What's the problem with man being by himself that Hashem has to make this declaration? Lo tov, it's not good for man to be by himself. I must make an ezer kenegdo. Number two, which goes together with that, is why is it that b'chalal Hashem created man by himself, which we don't find in any other creature? No other creation was created just male and then later female. Everything was created male and female, zachah v'nekeva, they were created. Why is it that man was created by himself and then requires a statement from Hashem to say, well, that's not a good idea, and then I have to make chava? Why do it in such a manner? Those would be the two questions. Which aspect is no good and why do it that way in the first place? The way the Ramban asks that question would be, obviously, you have to have somebody to reproduce with. It can't be that you just created man. Every creature was created, zachar v'nekeva, in order to perpetuate humanity or the species. So to perpetuate humanity, obviously there has to be a female. So what's the thinking that man should be created alone and exist in such a manner and then have Hashem say, well, that's a bad idea, I'll create Chava as well? Now, the starting point would be Rashi, as we always start with. What does it mean, lo tov? Which aspect is no good? Now, if you put all of your Sheva Brachos Vortlach aside, these beautiful ideas of what is not good about man being by himself, what actually is the pshat? What does Rashi say did Hashem mean when he said, this is a bad idea for man to be by himself? Says Rashi, fascinating thing, he quotes a Medrash. Shelo yomru, shtei rishuyos hein. You know why it's a bad idea? Because people will say that there are two dominions, there are two powers, two deities in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'el yonim, Hashem up in the upper world, yachid, he's alone, ve'ein lo zuk, he has no partner, it's by himself, it's just the Ribono Shel Olam, and echad up lemala, v'ze betachtonim, and man exists in the lower worlds, ein lo zuk, he has no partner, he has no match, he's by himself. So people would say, look, everything in the world has two, zachar v'nekeva. There are only two things in the world that don't have a match, that don't have a partner, the Ribono Shel Olam and man. So people will say, there's a God up above, and there's a God below. That's what people will say. That's the pshat, lo tov heyos adam levado. It's not a good idea for man to be by himself, because that's what people will say. You ever hear that, Sheva Brachos? Probably not, right? That's not the word they say over at Sheva Brachos.
I know
other people. So even besides the know other people, that's what, even from afterwards. So I think your question will become answered. So the Maral says, so what are Chazal saying with this? He says, it's beautiful. He says, it's an Indian nichbad, he writes, a beautiful idea. He says, obviously you need to have a female in order to reproduce. When the Torah says lo tov, if you would look at it from the perspective of being able to perpetuate humanity, that's an external lo tov. Meaning, it's not intrinsic to man as a bad thing. That just means this is a bad idea for humanity because how are we going to reproduce? The Torah is saying, lo tov, it's intrinsic to mankind to not have someone else, to be by himself. To that, Chazal say, what's intrinsic? Obviously, you need to have somebody else in order to perpetuate humanity. What is not bad, or what is bad? What is not good about man to himself, about being by himself? Chazal say, he will think he is a deity. Just like the Ribono Shel Olam is Echad Be'olamo, man will think, there's no one else here for me. I'm all by myself. Maybe at some point I needed to perpetuate, but it's just me. I'm a yachid ba'olami. I'm an individual, just like says the Maral. It can't be lo tov, because it would be nira lo adam achdus. It would appear that man is to himself in this world, but ein roi lo ha'achdus klal. That's only for Hashem. It's not for man to be that way. So it needs to be that he has an ezer kenegdo, that there's something else, someone else in the person of Chava will be created, who will say, you can't be by yourself. You can't do it by yourself. You need someone else. You do not, oh man, have that quality of being an echad. Get back to this in a second. Why then did Hashem create man as a yachid then? Because, as says the Maral, because it actually is appropriate, because he is the melech of the tachtonim. He is a yachid in the sense there is nothing else like man in this world. There is nothing else that shares the knowledge, the intellect, the ability to speak, to communicate, to share ideas, to have a chelak eloka mimal, to have a neshama tahora, piece of godliness within us. There is nothing else. So on the one hand, we are different than every other. Man was created not like every other creature, zachar v'nekeva. We were created as a yachid, because we have a godliness in us that identifies us as echad. But we are not an actual deity. So that Hashem says, lo tov, for him actually to remain or to be in this state, I need to make him an ezer kenegdo, that man always realizes he is indeed not that deity and can only accomplish what he can accomplish together with a spouse, with his wife, with others. He has to be by himself. It's reminiscent a little bit, the Maral does not quote this, reminiscent of this idea that the Maral is expressing, the Gemara Maseches Sanhedrin, when it talks about Adam being Nivra Yechidi, man was created by himself. So the Mishnah already, Maseches Sanhedrin, discusses why it should be that Hashem created a person by himself. The Mishnah lists a number of different reasons, amongst them that a person should know if you save even one life, it's as if you saved the entire world. If you kill even just one person, it's as if you destroyed the entire world, to show the greatness of Hashem, that from just one human being, billions of others came, and they all look different, they think different, even though they all came from the same mold. Look at how the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. The Gemara then discusses, so why was man created last, right before Shabbos on Friday afternoon? So the Gemara says, to say to man that in Zacha, if you'll merit, you'll see, I created this whole world for you. You are at the center of this entire creation. You are the king of this world. It is your job. Conquer it. Make it yours. It is yours. And then the very next line, the Gemara says, but in lo zacha, you know why you were created last? Not to show you that everything was here for you. You walked into a set table. Everything was done. Everything was ready for you. Then the Gemara says, but if you're lo zacha, if you don't merit it, we'll say to you, the little gnats, the little bugs, they were all created before you. Don't think you're so great. Your chest begins to puff out a little bit too high. You're holding your chin up too much. Don't forget that all these other things were created first. And so the Gemara plays off this dual aspect of the creation of man. On the one hand, we are great. We are created B'Tselem Elokim. We are created with a Neshama Torah. But on the other hand, don't ever forget that there's only one Ribbono Shel Olam, and that mankind in this world, as great as he can be, as great as he must be, using all of the tools and qualities that the Ribbono Shel Olam endowed with us, B'Tselem Elokim, can never forget he's not quite that God. And how does Hashem remind us that we are not indeed a deity? Gave us a wife and said, hey, you have an Ezer Kenegdo, you will see, you will know, you'll be reminded, you can't do it on your own, you are not the deity. And because it's Lotovio, so Adam Levado, I will give him his Ezer Kenegdo. As Rashi says, Zocha, she's an Ezer, Lo Zocha, she's Kenegdo. To be able to always remind mankind of this dual aspect of the greatness of the human being, that the human being can achieve greatness, must achieve greatness, but can never think there are actually two Rishuyos in the world, two deities, two powers, two dominions. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam's world, which he gave us to use and to conquer, lechvodo, in order to give greater glory and kavod to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So says the Maral on this pasuk here in Perek Bey's pasuk Yud Tes.